Welcome to the Brave Little Podcast, coming from Dallas, Texas, Los Angeles, and Sacramento, California. Here's Skylar Teo, Aaron Alvarado, and David Stauffer.
Welcome to the Brave Little Podcast. It is currently 3:30 in the morning, and I'm in Tokyo, Japan. And I just got out of The Last Jedi, having seen it, you know, a good solid 17 or 18 hours earlier than most of the people listening to our podcast. And, you know, I did this with The Force Awakens, and I did it with Rogue One, and I wanted to do it here to give a quick kind of reaction to what I just saw without providing any spoilers or giving any real plot details. So if you're listening to this and you're concerned, don't worry. We will be doing a full pod later on with Skylar and Aaron, maybe even Bmort, where we will go into full spoilers and really break it down. But before I go into my thoughts of The Last Jedi, I did want to give you an idea of what my expectations were and what I was hoping for. And so I had actually put together a list, you know, over the last 2 years since The Force Awakens. I put together a list of things that I was hoping would happen in this next installment. And I'm going to go through that list. I won't tell you whether or not the movie kind of checked that item off my list or not, because that would totally give away spoilers. But I want you to know what my mindset was like going in, and then also what my reaction was having seen it. So my checklist was, first and foremost, that Rey is no one, meaning her parentage does not matter. I want the Star Wars universe to be bigger, and I don't need every new character to have ties to the original trilogy. I think having Kylo Ren being Han Solo and Leia's son is enough. I would love it if Rey was just a random person with inconsequential parents. I realize a lot of people love to come up with theories about where Rey came from, and it's less fun with her being no one, but I think it makes a lot more sense and is kind of for the good of the Star Wars universe. I wanted a Luke saber fight. It's been a long time since we've seen Luke as a Jedi, you know, since Return of the Jedi in 1983. And so I just want to see Luke wield that lightsaber and do some awesome stuff. And kind of tying into that, I want Luke to have one bad A force moment where he does one thing that is just like shocking. I want Kylo to stop being seduced by the light side and just go full dark. I want him to totally commit to that. Next on the list, appropriate callbacks, meaning nostalgia is fine. I love the callbacks to the original trilogy, but I want ones that are appropriate and serve the story. Next, fix the Snoke problem. And what I mean by that is, I don't want another Emperor Darth Vader dynamic with Snoke and Kylo. Make Snoke more interesting. Do something with him. You know, right now to me, he just seems like a totally unnecessary character. I've also, on my list, this is pretty vague, but I want something that we've never seen in a Star Wars movie before. That can be defined in many ways. Now this next one's important. No more Death Stars. And as far as I could tell from the trailers, there's no Death Star. And I think it's not a spoiler to say there's no Death Star. But we've had three of them now. And that was one of the few real glaring issues with Force Awakens in a movie that I otherwise loved. We didn't need another Death Star. We can be more creative than that. And then on my list, I want Carrie Fisher to go out on a high note. She didn't have a lot to do in The Force Awakens, and I just really hoped that they had, you know, a scene with her that was significant, knowing that she is now since passed. And given the fact they filmed this without, you know, obviously knowing what was going to happen, it'll be really interesting to see kind of how much they gave her to do in this film. Next, give me Force ghosts. We saw this in Return of the Jedi. Obi-Wan, you know, Anakin, Yoda, they were Force ghosts. We know those exist. Now that we're telling kind of the story of Luke Skywalker and Rey and The Last Jedi, like, either show me the Force ghosts or explain why we're not seeing them. But if they just have no Force ghosts without explanation, that's going to be a problem. And then I wanted a little bit more for Poe Dameron to do, development-wise. And then the last few things here were, speaking of Leia, I wanted Luke and Leia to have a moment. Again, I really hope that happened, given that, you know, she's passed on. I wanted a truly shocking twist that reveals something that hadn't even crossed my mind. And then lastly, I wanted the film to challenge me or even break my heart. And what I mean by that is, my dad used to tell me all the time about how The Empire Strikes Back was his least favorite Star Wars film. And that's because he couldn't really handle the reveal that Vader was Luke's dad. And for a long time, my dad didn't like the film because of it. But ultimately, of course, he came around to realizing that it's a classic and to many the best Star Wars film. But I kind of want that feeling. I want it to challenge me, not just fan fodder, but like do something that really makes me uncomfortable, in the right way, that something that will pass the or stand the test of time. So that was my list going in. I won't tell you what of that was achieved and what was not, but I will tell you that this was a magnificent film. Now, that's no surprise coming from, a huge Star Wars fan like myself. But I will tell you, Rian Johnson really crafted something that I would say gutsy, or dare I say ballsy. He did something that, without going into detail, he made a lot of decisions that was for the better or the good of the story, and that the franchise will be better off because of. And there are decisions that I think a lot of hardcore fans, especially those into kind of the hard canon and legends and, the people that are really in the mythology of Star Wars, like, and all the backstories, I think those people, it's going to be a very divisive film for those people. Because, for those that had all these ideas coming in and answers, I don't think Rian Johnson's going to give them exactly what they were imagining. And I think it's going to be a lot of, like, really hard for a lot of people. What I will say, though, is the decisions he made were, they were gutsy. They were, in my mind, they were brilliant. Even ones that are challenging. And I guess I can reveal that in terms of the checklist, I was challenged. There were definitely some things that, I'm going to have to really sit with for a bit. But no doubt, this just feels like a film that with time, will have its rightful place in Star Wars canon as one of the great films. Now, we should temper our expectations, and I need to see it a bunch more times. It's not the greatest Star Wars film that's ever come out. It's not better than, the first Star Wars. It's not better than Empire Strikes Back. But I can't wait to see it more and more times to see kind of where that does end up in my list. There were a handful of things that I think were a little bit silly, things that I didn't totally love. Those things pale in comparison to, I think, what it did well. It's never easy to make the middle movie in a franchise. In the first film, J.J. Abrams had the luxury of introducing these characters, which he did a great job of doing. But it was also a very safe movie. But introducing characters is fun. Now, for Rian Johnson, he had to push those characters to the next stage of the story. And I think he did it by making some incredible choices. While at the same time, I think he also kind of course corrected some of J.J. Abrams' miscues, some of the things that maybe he didn't do totally well. And he did it in a brilliant way. It was fascinating in my screening, when the lights went down and the Star Wars crawl started, my crowd of, almost entirely, Japanese fans, so many of them had these glowing lightsabers that they all raised in the air, as the crawl started, and they were cheering. It was so much fun. And I was concerned that they would continue waving these sabers in the air during the film, which obstructed my view to a great degree, but thankfully that was the only time they did it. I don't know if that's a tradition or what, but they all did it. It seemed to be on cue, and it was actually pretty funny. But it was a blast. It was a crowd that was loving it. There was a lot of gasps, and I'm just excited to see how people respond to this movie. Like I said, I think hardcore Star Wars fans are going to really wrestle with this, and they're going to really hate some of these things. But ultimately, I think Rian Johnson showed that he is an incredible storyteller, and I can't wait to hear what people think of it. Like I said, we'll be doing a full spoiler pod after this weekend, and when a majority of people get to see it, and you'll get more in-depth thoughts from me then. In the meantime, thanks for tuning in from Tokyo, Japan, and as I say, hold on to your butts.
Thank you for listening to the Brave Little Podcast. Hold on to your butts.